Heart of America here on VOA. Chicago drummer, producer, beat scientist, and jazz star Micaiah McCraven with his Back to the Future take on a Quincy Jones composition originally recorded in the early 1950s by trumpeter Clifford Brown. It served as the basis of a new creation from Micaiah McCraven. The tune is called Whale Bait. I'm Dan Bindert, and you're listening to Jazz from the Heart of America here on VOA. I come to you each week from the studios of WDCB, the radio station known as Chicago's Home for Jazz, and located on the campus of College of DuPage in Glen Ellyn, Illinois, USA. Next up on the show, well, we are going to dip into some newly issued concert recordings from Miles Davis. This music recorded in 1964 in Paris at the Salle Pleyel. Miles with the quintet that would come to be known as his second great quintet. This is the group with Wayne Shorter playing the saxophone, Herbie Hancock at the piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Tony Williams playing drums. This music has remained in the vaults for many, many years, just now issued on a new multi-disc set called Miles in France. Here's Miles Davis and company, Stella by Starlight. On Jazz from the Heart of America. Thank you.
Thank you.
a little mini concert for you from Miles Davis and his quintet. October 1st, 1964, recorded live in Paris and just newly issued for the first time. Stella by Starlight, Walkin', and the theme. Miles, along with Wayne Shorter, Herbie Hancock, Ron Carter, and Tony Williams. We've also been saluting the late, great Quincy Jones on the program this time out. We're going to close with one more from Quincy and Company. Quincy Jones and his orchestra, this time featuring the saxophone of Phil Woods. The Midnight Sun Will Never Set. One more time from the late, great Quincy Jones and the tune featuring Phil Woods on the alto saxophone, the midnight sun will never set. And that closes it out for this edition of Jazz from the Heart of America here on VOA. The program comes to you each week from the studios of WDCB, the radio station known as Chicago's Home for Jazz, located on the campus of College of DuPage in Glen Ellyn, Illinois, USA. Thanks again for being along with me to enjoy the music together. I'm already looking forward to sharing more of these great sounds with you soon. For now, till the next time we talk, keep the rhythm of jazz in your step as you walk. Be cool, keep swinging, and have a beautiful week.